Tidy Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The ferry has safely docked at Eyre Harbour, and the lady from the Scottish Arts Council has been to give McNelson and crew the all-clear to start hanging the paintings for the exhibition of the young artists. Maggie's managed to persuade Mrs. Couch to enter Dick's painting, and that is where we find the crew, gathered admiring his handiwork being hung.
A bit to the left, I think. No, maybe over to your right a little. Down a bit. Over to the left again.
Will you make up your mind? My arms are killing me with the weight of this thing.
Well, we do want it straight, after all. I think that's it, Crawford. You can let go and come down now.
Thank God for that.
Is that the rest of the paintings all hung now?
Aye, and the statues and sculptures are in the lounge. I have to say, I've never seen the place looking so colourful.
Oh, Captain, look at that. My painting hanging up with all those others. It looks almost professional. I'm touched.
Ah, you can say that again.
Scotty, how's Maggie getting on with the canapes and snacks for the lunch party this afternoon?
Oh, you ken what she's like. She's doing there in the kitchen, fleeing about like a blue-earth fly. In fact, come to think of it, there's quite a few of the flies flying about, I know. It's no the cleanest kitchen I've seen.
I'll go down there in a minute and see her. Have you made sure all the plates and cutlery are out?
Aye.
And what's happening with the drinks? Who's doing that?
Well, I was a bit stuck there, so I've had to ask the Eriski Noise to do the honours.
You are joking.
No, there's no one else to do it. I'm on reception. Crawford's in cloakroom. The purser's making sure no one gets on the ferry without pain. Sandy's in his pills. There's no one else.
Right, well, you get on the drink and shove the Eriski Noise on reception. They'll do less damage there. And what do you mean the purser's charging everyone? It's a free exhibition. Let me have a word with them, and then I'll go and see Maggie. You deal with the Eriski Noise.
And so Scotty toddles off to find the Eriski Noise, who are, as usual, propping up the bar in the lounge among all the statues and sculptures.
I've never seen so many crazy-looking pieces of plaster of Paris in my life. I mean, what is that supposed to be over there?
That's called a man with a loofer.
I can't see his loofer.
That's because Doddy's hung his jacket on it.
Where is the old codger anyway?
He's just gone to the toilet.
He's been ages. Do you think he's all right?
He's fine. The daft old beggar was standing behind one of the statues besides the toilet door, thinking it was the end of a queue. I went and put him right. He'll be back soon.
Oh, here, I'm glad I found yous. Old Nelly doesn't want you in the bar for the do, so you've got to go on reception desk and tick off everyone's name as they come in.
Oh, so he doesn't trust us with the drink.
I will. I suppose you can't blame him. You're the only trio I know that can make drink disappear quicker than known lovely Debbie McGee in a wooden box.
Dorkel, here's Doddy coming back now. Should we get back to the cabin and get ready?
Oh, I suppose so. Have you got Doddy's jacket off that loofah?
Yes, I've got it.
Doddy, if you're looking for your jacket, Doogie took it.
What you saying?
I said, if you're looking for your jacket that was on the loofah, Doogie took it.
What?
Your jacket on the loofah. Doogie took it when you were at the toilet.
He did not. I shook it myself.
You'll be the death of me with that hearing aid. Come on.
Well, that's the Eriski Noise put to rights. The captain has explained to the purser that he mustn't charge people to come into the exhibition, but the purser is not happy about it and has gone to cogitate. Meanwhile, the captain goes down to the kitchens to see how Maggie is getting along with the refreshments.
Maggie, I've just come down to the kitchens to see how you're getting along with the refreshments.
Oh, I think I'm nearly done.
So take me through the menu. They all look very different.
These are spam fritters with a twist. I've spread each side of the spam with peanut butter before coating them in the batter and deep frying them. Then we have mackerel rolls. And as you can see, because it's a highfalutin occasion, I left the heads on. These are spicy chicken wings, except there's no chicken, and I didn't have any spice. So I used some hundreds and thousands that I found in the cupboard.
Maggie, I love that centrepiece. You know, the one that has all the pieces of cheese and pineapple on it. It must have taken you ages to make that. It looks just like a hedgehog.
It is a hedgehog. Scotty got it for me from a man down the pub. Saved a lot of time, that did.
Well, I'm sure you know what you're doing. I'll leave you to finish everything off.
Captain, that woman Henrietta Cock is here and she wants to see you.
It's Coke, Scotty. Where is she?
She's just making her way from the dock to the lounge.
Oh, very funny. Come on, let's go and see what she wants.
And so with that, the captain and Scotty make their way to the lounge area, where Henrietta Cauk is waiting for them with a young gentleman they both recognise, unfortunately.
Captain! Skippy!
Scotty, it's Scotty, you'll...
Mrs. Cauk, a pleasure as always.
Thankfully, I see you are almost prepared for this evening's event, since we start in 30 minutes. However, I thought I'd better bring along the celebrity that the Arts Council have managed to obtain for this evening's proceedings. Captain Horatio McNelson. This is Hugh Aloysius Burns.
We have met at a Burns supper and board this very ship.
Aye, I remember it well.
It's a wonder you do with all the drugs you pour into your body.
Who can you say I'm on drugs? You don't know me.
No, but I've heard the rubbish you spout out your mouth.
Anyway, after I've said a few words, Hugh will be opening the ceremony tonight with a little ode he has written especially for the occasion. The Arts Council thought that since they have been funding him for the last 8 years, they should really be getting something back in return. May I leave him with you? I have important people to discuss matters with.
And so, what have you been up to since we saw you last?
I've been sending off my work for publication, but no one's interested.
How many did you send it to?
137. I go out every day for inspiration down to the pub, and I did have a bit of luck when I was made Poet Laureate to the Polmont Young Offenders Institution in Falkirk. But apart from that, nothing really.
Oh, as inspiring as ever.
Scotty, bring Shuggy over to the podium. I think we're almost ready for the opening speech. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MV Glenmidden and this auspicious exhibition. I would like to hand you over now to Mrs. Henrietta Cauk from the Scottish Arts Council.
Thank you and welcome. This evening and the next several weeks are all about the young and raw talent that exists in our streets, your very homes, in your living rooms, your kitchens and even your bedrooms. We've managed to get hold of them by their raw potentials so they can show them off to you and hopefully get someone to take them off their hands. But before we let you wander around, it is my great privilege and pleasure to introduce a young man who is related to Scotland's finest poet and is following in his footsteps. Thanks to the generosity of the Scottish Arts Council, please put your hands together and welcome Hugh Aloysius Burns.
Thank you. You're very kind. I'd like to open this evening with a wee poem I've wrote, specially for the night. Thanks. There was a lad was born in Ayr. He had nae friends, he had nae hair. But oh, he didn't even care. His mother named him Shuggy. Shuggy was a robin' boy. Drugs and drinking since his buggy. Shuggy was a big bad boy. Boozing, burping, Shuggy. Now I'm here and you are there, pretending to listen, but I didn't care, for I'm being paid mair than your mare. They call me Buckfast Shuggy. Shuggy likes his ladies young, be she angel or just a gibbon. Say, line up now to taste my tongue, as soon as I've cut this ribbon.
Well, I think I can speak for the assemblage when I say that was indescribable. So the evening went to plan, and hopefully they will be so out of their head on Buckfast that they won't even remember Maggie's food. Will Dick's painting get any appraisals? Will Fisherman's Friends ever get sick of being sucked? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, for more from the Glenmidden Chronicle.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, John Grundy, and this week's special guest, Morag Campbell, DBE. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.